Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
I want to win some money. How about that?
Yeah, buddy.
It's time to play Beat the Bank. We're about to announce three names. All you got to do is be the first one to call us back. If you haven't done so, sign up at KidNation.com. We'll play again exactly an hour from now. And if nobody calls back, we'll open it up for everyone. Kelly, do you have the names in front of you?
I actually do, JC.
Will you please call them out?
Sure. Suzanne Rojo, Kristen Hill, Katarina Vance. Katarina Vance, Kristen Hill, and Suzanne Rojo. 10 minutes to call us back. First one in gets to play.
800-KID-LIVE. It's our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Well, we have breaking news about the koozie. Kelly's coworker said...
his dad or somebody in his family invented it. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I worked with this person.
Yeah. Well, Jenna, our master Googler over there, found out the real deals.
The inventor of the koozie.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, someone was assigned this project. He actually wrote a funny article about it. They say the koozies appear to have originated in the late 1970s in that playground of evolution that is Australia.
Australia, mate.
But there, it was coined as the stubby holder.
Uh-huh. Is that what they call beer?
It was the stubby holder, but they say back in 1981, so this would have been after, Bonnie McGough of Caldwell, Idaho, she filed a patent for her insulated 12-ounce beverage cozy.
Good.
That's what she called it, C-O-Z-Y.
Good find.
Cozy.
Good find.
Because it keeps your drink cozy.
So maybe Bonnie had been chilling in Australia.
And stole.
And saw something, then came back and was like, I'm going to make this.
And got the patent.
I'm going to make this stubby holder back home.
Okay.
That's funny. Stubby holder.
Have you guys heard the song that everybody's listening to right now?
Okay. Can you be a little more specific?
It's my favorite song right now.
The one you guys are singing a lot?
Yeah, we've been singing a lot around the office.
Let me hear it.
Here you go.
Chainsmokers and Halsey?
No. That one's pretty good too,
Charlie
Kelly.
Puth?
Happy birthday, Halsey.
Charlie Puth also in our headbutt. I'm talking about this one.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pen pineapple. Apple pen.
Pen pineapple. Apple pen.
I don't know what you're just bleeding because it's hurt right now, or if it's
what is that?
That is the jam. Is what that
That's
is.
The jam.
Who's playing that?
It's not Psy.
Everyone. It's all over Facebook.
No, everyone.
Everyone's
not
playing it.
I've never heard it.
That's the hot new jam.
I have not heard that, and I have some fire playlists.
That's fire right there.
Okay.
The video is great. I think that's going to be my Halloween costume.
What?
What is the costume?
13 million views so far on YouTube.
And I bet 12 million are from you.
It's a good one.
The video's good.
I have an apple.
It's just the guy.
What would be the costume?
He doesn't even have money to get an actual pen and a pineapple and a pen to do it. It's just his hands.
This isn't our friend.
No.
No.
This is a Nation dude.
Guy in Romania.
What happened?
Pen, pineapple, apple, pen.
Pen and a pineapple and an apple?
He has a pen. Yeah. He has an apple.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay.
You bring them together.
Does he smash them together?
Well,
like
he
sticks the pen in the fruit?
He didn't have the money to get an actual pen and an apple, but that's what he's insinuating.
But he has the money for a video camera.
Yes. He spent his budget on his wardrobe and the camera, apparently. And I think Elena's been listening to a song that she's super into. Elena, can you come introduce your song that you're really into? Because she's annoying everybody in the back with that one, as am I, with Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Look at your perky boobies.
I know, right?
Save that.
Yay.
It's the best thing ever.
She has to massage them.
I know, honey.
Yeah.
Women who've had jobs know this.
It looks so painful. She was doing it yesterday.
It hurts so bad.
You have to do it.
How often do you have to do that?
Three times a day, I think.
Oh, that's all they told you? I was told every time I think about it to do it.
Really?
Whoa.
I would do it in the car. It's
hurt. How about every time I think about them?
It hurts. It's different. It's not a nice massage.
It's not.
It's pushing it around.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It's not my favorite thing to do.
Are you
but you know what my favorite thing to do is?
What?
Watch Juju on the Beat videos.
Who? What's it called?
Okay, I did click on that link the other day.
Wait, so this was Juju. What you just played is Juju on the Beat.
No, that's Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. Don't you dare
Mine's
get those
way
confused.
Cooler.
He doesn't have a name.
He does, but I forgot his name.
Okay, so this is something different that you're into.
Yes, it's become like a challenge on social media. And so you can follow the hashtag, it's Juju on that beat.
Uh-huh.
And I cannot stop watching videos. Like every couple of hours I get on and I'm like, maybe somebody's posted more. Because I think I've watched them all.
Okay, let's take a listen to it. Juju on that beat.
Walked in this party and these girls looking at me. Skinny jeans on and you know my head and hey, hey, hey,
hey, I think I can raise my hands
up. Okay,
high.
Okay, I want y'all to do this dance now. Juju on that beat, Juju on that beat, Juju on that, Juju on that, Juju on that beat. Now slide, chop, hit them phone, don't stop, hey, don't stop, hey, don't stop, hey, run a man on that beat, ay. Run a man on that beat.
Oh, see, I cannot do the running man.
Oh, you can.
I can't. I have tried.
Sure you can.
You ugly. You ugly. You your daddy's son. Hey, do your dance. Hey, go crazy. Hey,
get I can't free, stop. Let's go.
So it's an instructional dance video.
It's a dance, and everybody's been doing like the dance challenge.
Okay, so it's the same song.
People
are just dancing.
Yeah, and it's different people. Okay. The same, essentially the same dance moves.
Yeah.
But people kind of like throw their own little twist on it.
Yeah.
It's like the latest whip and nay nay.
Yeah.
You ugly.
Soulja Boy.
You your daddy's son.
You ugly.
That's a legit song though. Like that actually will get played at the club.
Yes.
And unlike Apple Pen.
Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Pen.
I bet you'll hear this one at the club.
No.
No.
Some DJ will toss that in a remix somewhere. Bet.
Not in mine.
Juju on that beat.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, we should all just juju on that beat.
Have you made your own video yet?
I mean, no, I can't raise my arms up as high as I'm supposed to, so.
Yeah, but you can do that.
I can
juju on that boob job beat.
Juju on the boob job beat, I guess. I can do a little remix.
Yeah,
the Jewish people are going to be very upset on that. Don't you think, Ellen? Juju on that
They're
beat.
Not upset about that. It's,
no.
No?
No.
I don't know. I'm not Jewish.
Not the same thing.
Okay.
Not the same.
Oh. It says J-U-J-U.
Oh.
So anyways, if you want to do a juju on the beat video, please tag me in it for my convenience.
I'm pretty sure a part-time Justin has already done one.
He hasn't, but he needs to.
Be very surprised.
I think we should all do one. We need to make a juju on that beat music video.
Kelly?
What?
You got it. You want to?
You ready?
I can't do the running man.
There's, yeah, you can do, like the subtle one.
You can jog in place.
That works.
High knees.
Do some high knees. You really can't do the running man?
I really can't. I've tried and I look stupid trying, but I...
What, it's, like the coordination of it? You can't just, get it?
I can't do it.
I can't do it because my foot hurts.
The
it's like
that you
the
can't.
High knee skipping
that's,
thing.
I feel daughter, like that's like the easiest part of that dance,
my
too.
Daughter wants me to do the running man.
Wow, Al can't do it either.
No, he's doing it. He's doing it.
I can't do it.
That was not it.
If running's involved, he can't do it.
I can't do it like I want
to. I'm not even going to pretend like I can. I know I can't. Okay, is JC doing it?
No, that's not it.
That was like a Zumba class, what you were doing.
Well, there's different running man.
Oh, there's different.
Which
one was
the
one that they did the running man challenge where they were doing this? The basketball players?
The basketball players with the,
Yeah, and then you have the 90s running man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I thought the running man.
The vanilla ice
kid
to play.
Yeah.
You can do it however you want. Luckily, it's your spin on jujuing on the beat.
That would be jogging in place.
So if you want to jog in place on your juju on the beat.
I'm going to sit on the beat.
Do you want to try to do the running man? I want to see what you're working with.
I don't know how to do it.
That's it.
Kelly, you're a good dancer.
No, I move with the beat, but I do what I want.
I mean, you're a hip
actual
dancer.
Actual organized dance.
All right, let's see your running man.
Hey, show me one more time. Do I have to do my arms out while I do it?
You can.
Oh, you're right. You can't do it. You're right.
I'm trying to
see,
be funny.
This is what you got to watch.
What you tried.
Oh, my. I don't know if Al should be the one teaching you.
Is that it?
Al looks like he's doing the cabbage patch.
That's not the cabbage patch.
All right, we're going to have to post videos so everyone can see.
I really can't do it.
That's why you got to watch Kid TV. We might even have to teach Kelly during the breaks.
Oh, Lord. I'm already sweating from that little bit.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Juju on the beat.
Oh, I'm into it. I can't stop. I shamefully every day for hours just watch Juju on the beat videos.
So you can
so a lot going on.
So really busy lately. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. You're healing.
Good times, Alayda. You could always listen to Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Oh, my goodness. I really feel badly for these three people, these three names that we called.
Nobody called back?
I don't feel badly because someone's going to
luck
into this right now.
Yeah, no one called back. They had 10 minutes and
Yeah.
Your 10 minutes are up.
Yeah.
And you know, that's good news for you. You know, even if you signed up or didn't sign up, because now it's open to everyone. We will take caller number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So we got to play Beat the Bank. Hopefully you'll win up to $1,000. And we got to get into this cooking challenge. Jenna Owens versus a professional cook who happens to be an eighth grader.
A master chef.
Or Ryan junior. Kate. Yeah, she was on the TV show and everything. She knows what she's doing. Yeah. Jenna, on the other hand, she was trying.
I don't even own a set of knives.
There
but
you go.
How badly did I do?
We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank. Febreze. Lebanese. Goat cheese. Found my keys. Beat the bank.
Wait, what? You found your keys?
Where were they?
There they are, right there, by your phone.
Yeah.
I found them. Where were they?
The important thing is, Jenna, that I found them.
No. Where were they? I can't wait. Where were they?
I just want to thank everyone. For looking. I want to apologize to my employees that I made pull out the glasses and shelves and liquor bottles.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Were they in? Were they in clothes or in your truck?
I want to apologize.
They're in the car, like we said. They were, weren't they?
Lady at my apartment building.
Didn't he yell at us when we said that?
Yeah. He'd already been.
Everyone.
Where were they?
Hold
on. Everybody on the text was saying, Big Al, it was in your truck, and you had your truck at the shop, and you kept saying, no.
You are idiots.
You were real mean about it.
I believe the word idiot was issued.
All I wanted, the point
where were they, Al?
Where were they?
Backseat of my truck.
You son of a gun. So they were exactly where everybody said they were, and you were so adamant denying that. What do I look like, an idiot? They're idiots.
On the back seat of my truck next to my toolbox.
Ow, Mac. I'm glad you found it, though.
Take
the bigger man to admit that it was where everybody said they were.
I was debating whether I wanted to come clean
with
that. You
had even started another key ring.
All right. Yeah. Hey, guys, we are going out and buying new keys yesterday.
Let's get going here because we got to get to the cooking challenge.
All right.
And we still got to get somebody paid. That could be you, Jesse Neely. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome. Are you on your way to work right now?
I am.
Yeah, what do we do?
Actually, I run a gas station.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
You get any discounts on that gas there?
No.
Oh, wow.
See, you get discount on snacks, though?
Yeah, it's fun, though, because it's like a blues gas station, so it like has like blues paintings and plays blues music. So.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. That is cool.
Wow.
All right, Jesse. Well, we want to get you paid with Beat the Bank. Here's how it works. We'll put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be in there with you, throwing dollar amounts your way that increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn, which could be up to $1,000. Still got to yell stop, because if you don't, door closes. What happens, Jesse?
I don't want any money.
Right, and we don't want that for you.
Mm-mm.
No way. We don't want you having the blues.
Right.
Okay. Al, how you feeling?
I'm feeling like a full tank. I'm feeling like a fill-up, girl.
Al's feeling like a fill-up.
Okay, we hope so, yes.
All right.
Are you feeling like a fill-up with two L's or one L?
two L's, because one L sucks.
All right, there you go. All right, Jesse, you know the rules. We want to get you paid. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$190 $300 $350 $420 $450 $490
Stop.
Stop on a half a tank.
Got too nervous.
She stopped on a half a tank.
Is that $490?
$490.
$490 for you, Jesse.
No shame in that, girl.
Not bad at all. What are you going to do with that money?
I guess put it towards Christmas for my daughter.
There you go.
How's your daughter?
She's four.
4 years old.
Very cute.
Good age.
Is she asking for anything?
Yeah, four's great.
Yes, it is. Awesome.
What was she really like? She likes Shopkins and stuff?
She loves that, and she loves like stuffed animals, and she's really simple, so really anything girly and pink and cute.
Oh.
And she's not a three-nager anymore, so she's probably acting all lovey-dovey with you. Great.
Right. Yeah, I'm basking in it.
Jesse, you already got $490 for fun. We want to see how high it would have gone, though.
$720.
Uh-huh. What a big jump. Oh, my gosh.
$760.
$850. Oh, my gosh. Al was right.
How many times?
920.
Oh my gosh.
I would have bailed right there.
1,000.
Oh, Al was right.
Wow. That's okay.
It's okay, baby.
It's $490 you didn't have before, Jesse. And
yeah, absolutely. You guys are awesome.
All right.
Thanks, baby.
You have a wonderful day at work today, okay, Jesse?
Y'all too. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for listening. There you go. We'll play again less than an hour from now.
Oh, I wish she had won the 1,000.
Me too. She's so cool. That's how it works, though. It's up to you.
Yep.
You got to yell stop. We got to get to this cooking challenge here.
All right. Oh, man.
So set this up again.
Well, Jenna, you know what? This originated because I was Snapchatting one night. I needed some tips because I don't have a lot of cooking utensils, and I was trying to figure out how to cook a steak on my stovetop.
Mm-hmm.
So people were so awesome sending me recipes, and I totally screwed it up, you know, overcooked it. It was undercooked in the middle. It was gross. I didn't eat it. I ate a bowl of cereal. So Caroline Craddock, she is a great cook. She cooks gourmet dinners for herself every night. We started talking. We just decided it'd be really funny if I, instead of being taught how to cook, if I took on a super expert, and we found out there was a MasterChef Junior contestant that lived in the area.
Yeah, her name is Ryan Kate.
Okay.
She was like ready to take off school.
Yep.
And she's a big deal, and she's done tons of cooking stuff anyway. So we did a challenge, right, Caroline?
Caroline got a hold of Trey Wilcox.
Yes.
Now here's a little background on Trey Wilcox. He competed on season 3 of Top Chef and Top Chef All Stars on Bravo.
Yes, I watched him.
He's awesome.
He's also an Iron Chef on the Food Network.
Oh.
And now he operates Trey Wilcox Cooking Concepts. Check out TreyWilcox.com. Also has one of the greatest laughs we've ever heard. More on that later.
And it's T-R-E.
He's a cool guy.
You spell Trey, T-R-E,
right.
Wilcox.
And here's how the thing went. It was Caroline Craddock is your host. That's who you're going to be hearing.
Yeah.
Giving you your play-by-play.
I was Padma.
Padma. Myself, JC, and Kelly Raspberry were judges, along with part-time Justin.
Oh,
and then Trey giving some advice here and there, helping out the cooks.
Yeah, he would really only slightly answer questions.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't tell me what to do. I think he thought I was going to be good coming in. I'm like, man,
nah.
I don't even know how to cut stuff appropriately.
All right, well, let's get to the competition. Here's Caroline explaining what we're doing.
Okay, so we are here at Chef Trey Wilcox's... What do we call this? Is this a... This is your kitchen concepts.
Right. It's a kitchen studio. It's geared towards cooking classes, team building events, private events, and catering.
I don't know that this is so much team building as much as team non-building.
Yeah. Tearing apart.
Destroying my self-esteem.
Yes.
What's happening today.
So we have Ryan Kate, who is Master Chef, and you're how old?
I am 13 years old.
So okay. I pulled together 4 ingredients, and I'm asking each competitor to make 2 dishes. Okay, and the way we do this here is I've got you set up kitchen stadium here packed with ingredients, but we're bringing out ingredients now, and here's how it has to go down. We're going to use steelhead trout.
Oh.
Steelhead trout, you each get 1 fillet, and I'm looking for 2 dishes being prepared out of steelhead trout. However, you have to incorporate 3 ingredients into each one of those plates.
Okay.
Those 1 ingredient? Olives.
You can do that.
Okay.
Olive juice you too.
I'm sorry. I feel for you.
That's laugh number 1 right there. Yeah. Love Trey. When we heard that, we're like, we got to keep making him laugh somehow.
Oh, man.
You know, it's just... So the other ingredient is asparagus.
Oh, I'm not sure asparagus now.
And 1 last ingredient have to be
all
in both of
that
these.
I've never cooked.
This is actually quinoa.
Oh, yeah.
Quinoa.
Okay.
I
thought you might say that, Jenna. This is actually a seed.
It just has to be incorporated, right?
So what has to happen is
like
the asparagus, olives, and quinoa have to be in. What I'm hoping for, you can create 2 different dishes using steelhead trout.
Oh.
But you can use other ingredients, too?
Totally.
So there's where what are they having
totally.
Access to?
So right now I'm going to give you 5 minutes to plan and think about what you want to make, because I have taken out some of my favorite ingredients out of my kitchen. Mm-hmm. So yes, I have a full pantry, full arsenal of ingredients here towards this area. And you can use those. Yeah,
Jenna, I would get into the glass drink. Wine.
You need to be on your game. I'm not feeling good about that.
Oh, my God.
Let's get the creative.
I always heard that everyone cooks better and it tastes better. You guys, judges, drink up.
Yeah.
I'm drinking. Oh, I am.
Ryan? Not allowed.
You can't rub it in her face, Jenna. So that's the explanation of the competition right there.
Gosh,
right.
You guys know I never drink either. That stressed me out
that,
so much.
That showed a lot.
Trout? I don't even know if I've eaten trout. Yeah. I didn't know what to do.
So, it's in the salmon family. It looked like salmon.
I know. But,
I thought it was salmon.
Yeah. I did too.
And it kind of tasted like salmon, didn't it?
I thought I was eating salmon.
Yeah.
And Trey said the longer you cook it, the fishier it gets, apparently.
Yeah.
But so your three ingredients were steelhead trout, Big Al. You had olives and asparagus.
And quinoa.
And then you guys could go to the pantry and get stuff.
So, Jenna, what are you thinking right now? At this point, do you have any idea what you're going to make?
No, because I was hoping for meat and a dessert in there. So I was just thinking, I think you can make anything into balls, right? Like, that was where I was going, because I'm like, that's easy.
Trout ball?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like a fish ball.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, here is...
Can you make anything
like
into
a fritter?
Ball?
And again, they have to create two dishes using these things.
And they only have 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
To do both dishes.
Unbelievable.
Right.
Which is so not enough time.
Right.
All right, let's see.
Here is the cooking competition.
Okay, guys. 30 minutes starts now. You can start cooking. 30 minutes starts now.
Yo, nobody wanted the Peter Pan?
I don't want to interrupt her flow, but she's going with the fish taco.
You're going to make your tortilla from scratch? That's ambitious.
At this point in the competition, I would throw everything in a blender.
and
put it in a loaf pan.
And make a loaf. I know, that's your thing, is a loaf.
I'm telling you.
You love a loaf.
The biggest challenge, I think, is... biggest challenge is going to be deciding on what they want to do and not overcooking the fish.
I've been in cooking since I was 3 or 4, but I've been in cooking classes since around 7.
Okay, this girl, since 3 or 4 years old.
Who cooks at 3?
She does.
She does, apparently.
She was not concerned.
And her mom, I was talking to her mom. Her mom was like, yeah, she is absolutely 1,000 times better than I am in the kitchen.
Wow.
Started 3 or 4.
Would you let Kaysen cook?
No way. He would burn the house down.
I got an Easy Bake Oven. I'd just eat the packets of whatever.
She's
I'd eat the packets before I cooked anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's making legit dishes.
Yeah. 21 minutes. 21 minutes left.
I really think, just as long as you're having fun with it and making something that you feel proud of, then I think that's cooking.
Do I see it? Is that a tamponade?
What?
I'm a chef.
What'd you say?
I asked if she was making a tamponade.
What tamponade?
I like tapenade.
Me too.
So I have worked in a Mediterranean restaurant before where we did take fish and we put olives and we put eggs, mustard, breadcrumbs, and we emulsified it.
I do it all together. Not after and then roll.
I kind of only can say it one time.
I got a bad eardrum.
Oh, man. I'm just saying. Oh, man.
Just mix the balsamic with the olive oil. Put some lemon juice in there. Wow.
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 We just learned how to cut a bell pepper. I've never seen it done that way.
15 minutes. How are you feeling 15 minutes ago? Yeah, I've said
She's
that a
so
lot on
calm.
Competitions.
So cool.
I was just getting started.
Feel good. Go away, please. You know what I mean?
Get out of my face, please.
I feel good. Please go away.
We changed from balls to cakes.
So that garlic, is that where you want it? It's a little toasty there.
Yeah, so we're doing a trout cake now.
Whoa. Whoa.
Behind, I had one.
Well, that was a chef term. Behind you?
Yeah. Like a boss. Trey's giving some one-on-one consultation to Jenna. He's trying to help out the underdog.
What, Jenna? Okay. No, you're fine.
Helping out the underdog.
Times are ticking down. 10 minutes to go. How you feeling, Ryan?
You're good. Just saute those veggies.
See, here's the thing. I love to eat. I really do. I'm not looking forward to this, Jason. If they had maybe about 20 more minutes, I think I would be more comfortable.
Ooh, man. Looking nuts over here, huh? That's okay. So what I would do is when you have time, just scrape all that stuff into this bowl and it'll keep your stress level down. Okay? As you keep cleaner, it'll keep your stress level down. You can actually think.
Jenna's putting forth a valiant effort. I mean, she is really trying. I think she's about to cry.
I know, the balls haven't even started cooking yet. They're cakes now. They're chow cakes.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord. Okay, well, Ryan's already plating. Ryan's already plating her food.
Okay, we got 4 minutes left.
Is it ball time? It's not time for the balls?
JC's schooling me on salmonella poisoning over here.
I hadn't even started cooking yet.
Chef. Turn that pan back on so you can see your fish.
Rookie move. Rookie mistake, oh, right, Chef?
You're going to be all right. Fish cakes are in the fryer. Trout, other piece of trout is on the flat top.
I'm sweating.
Look how raw it looked.
I see taco made. Mmm. Now taste it. It's okay to taste your food. 1 minute left. 1 minute to go.
Oh. No. Have mercy, chef. Have mercy.
Okay. You got that good dressing right there, too. You know? You got that dressing? I'm just telling you.
Oh, no.
What happened? Okay. What happened? What happened?
Why am I coughing?
Jenna dropped a lime.
30 seconds.
Oh, what is happening?
Get that on a plate. Go
she
save
dropped
the cake.
A lemon.
Get that
and
on a plate.
Smoky.
Jenna dropped
oh, my God. I like what I see. Ryan K used the belly for the taco. That's very smart. Mm. Oh. Cakes are in the fryer.
That fish does not look cooked.
Oh my God.
Can you die from raw fish, Chef?
No, this is a good fish to eat, rare to mid-rare.
Ooh.
There's a difference between rare and raw.
10 seconds. 10 seconds.
10 seconds, show
everything's off. Gotta be on a plate in 10 seconds.
10 seconds. 10, 9, 8.
Jenna's
seven,
freaking out.
Six, screaming. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh my God! Time's up, hands up. Oh my God. Wow.
I love Trey.
Time's up, guys.
Okay.
Wow.
It's okay.
Oh, wow. He's laughing at my plate.
I'm not trying to tattle on Chef, but he just.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Jenna's salad dressing was so bad he had to add stuff to it.
That is true. All right, so that's the competition finished okay. Right there. That's the abbreviated version of the 30 minutes.
So you made, Jenna, you made salmon cake.
I had to make two.
Cakes.
So we both cut our trout in half. I made balls out of one, fried them, asparagus with some truffle oil, and then I just tried to do regular. Yeah. Like I just threw it on the grill to do it the other one kind of healthier.
Let's go to the taste. Okay. Let's see how Jenna did with the cooking taste.
All right.
Yeah, let's taste this stuff.
The fish cake does appear to be cooked thoroughly.
It looks good.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
it's very done, but see, I like things done.
That's good.
Not really. It doesn't taste fishy at all.
Try the asparagus.
That's actually pretty good. They're pretty good.
The quinoa salad I would eat all day.
Really?
That's good. The quinoa is
good. Oh, man.
All right, now I'll be honest. I'm scared to try the fish because it looks undercooked to me.
Yeah.
I don't eat sushi.
Ooh. That's sushi though, right?
It's a little on the rare side, so we'll just go down to the thinner side.
He made it work. He made it work.
I wouldn't eat that.
This is the thicker part of the fish.
If it's a good piece of fish, you should be able to eat it raw,
nice
right?
Nice and light, Jenna.
Is it all right?
Oh, he's saying it's really good. Good job, Jenna.
Yay, Jenna.
Yeah, Kelly didn't eat the fish.
No, I did. I went down. He went down to the thinnest part where it was cooked.
Gotcha.
And it actually had a really good flavor.
It really did. Okay. Jenna, you did a good job.
What about Ryan?
Let's go to Ryan's taste.
Okay.
All right. What have we got here?
I don't think it is my best, but for 30 minutes, I think it's okay. I have
I'm sure it's great.
I used the trout belly in the taco. I think my tortilla, I didn't have time to roll it out thin enough, so it is a little thick. So I did the trout belly with a salsa and an olive tapenade and with toasted quinoa on top with a salsa on the side.
Beautiful.
And then over here, I have a jalapeno chardonnay grilled asparagus and I grilled that in the olive oil and then with some garlic and rosemary and then I have the trout grilled with a spice rub and some olive tapenade on top. I have some seasoned quinoa and olive tapenade with a lemon garnish.
What?
Well, how
casual.
You feel about the cooking of your salmon?
Oh my goodness.
Tasting it.
A little rare.
Some sashimi there.
I like sashimi.
How's the flavor, though?
It's really good.
Really good.
The flavor's good.
Should you try your quinoa?
Yeah, it needed a little bit longer. I think the time limit was my biggest struggle in this challenge.
It wasn't the competition.
Clearly.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
The chef was saying, you know, you had the tortillas available to you, but you decided you wanted to make your own just for that added.
Are there tortillas over there?
Oh, I thought you knew that. Right.
So, as you could tell, the tray was pretty tough on Ryan.
Right.
And she made her own handmade tortilla.
Yeah.
Dude,
30 minutes.
She was
too.
So good in the kitchen. Here are your results. Who won the competition?
Okay.
Let me just say it was very close. Right, Chef?
Very close.
It was very, very close. And Jenna, we were very impressed with your quinoa pilaf and salmon. It was very delicious, and your cakes were delicious.
We especially liked
The tamponade on Ryan's and the fish taco. So Ryan did take it by 2 points.
But only two points.
Good job, you're awesome.
Not bad. I'm just happy you guys ate mine. I forgot to wash my hands.
Jenna Owens, yuck.
The fact that she only lost by 2 points, hers was really good.
Jenna.
Okay. What?
I have a... So, watching the video, because you could have watched it on Kid TV.
Yeah.
I gave you a very low score on presentation.
Yeah.
Because yours...
Just kind of threw it in
there. Yeah. And then I noticed that...
Justin kept putting an eggplant on my presentation plate, and then he just dumped all of my quinoa...
All over the plate.
I noticed that part-time Justin was dumping stuff on her plate.
He's everything.
Hey, but you did so well, Jenna.
Could have easily been a tie. She really did. She needs a little credit. She did really good.
I dropped one of the balls on the floor in the back coming out of the deep fryer.
Did you put it back on the plate? Did we eat it?
No, I didn't do that.
She didn't do that. All right, well, Jenna, close one. I think you should continue cooking. Well done. We'll put the video up at KidNation.com.
I drove to Taco Bell afterwards and got food.
She did.
Thank you, Trey. We were caught.
Thank you, Chef Trey. We got Beat the Banks coming up in 20 minutes, but we have something for part-time Justin next.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got a little mission for him. Okay. Get your recorder ready, Justin. We got something for you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about 90 minutes away from announcing those three names to play Beat the Bank. Round two. We play twice a day.
Nice.
But we got part-time Justin in here real quick. Today is National Coffee Day.
Yes, Big it Al? Is. National Coffee
National
Day.
National Coffee
it
Day.
It is.
So, Justin.
I love coffee so much.
We're going to need you to go get your recorder.
Okay.
And come back in here because once we send you on this mission, it's a go-go.
Okay.
So, go grab it real quick.
Okay.
And we'll get your mission set up.
Okay.
All right. Justin's going to go get his recorder.
All right. Good deal.
So... Here's the thing.
He's singing. He
gets excited for missions, but
yeah,
he took the recorder to Jenna's cooking challenge.
I got a message yesterday from someone that was at the venue and said, "Are these yours?" He left our very expensive recorders at the cooking challenge too.
Oh.
And we don't think he knows.
And he doesn't know.
So he's looking for them now.
He's looking for them now. He has no idea. How do you not know? I mean, these are those things that they hand out to you.
Hello, Justin. You got it? All right, your mission.
Tell him
I can't find the recorders. I misplaced them, but I got a recorder on my phone.
Well, wait a minute.
Well, you
I had two of them.
You
have a company issued I put recorder.
Them, you know they're like a couple $100 a piece.
No, like $400.
Nah, I think they're in a bag somewhere under a desk, maybe.
Well, we need
somewhere.
To know
I'm going to find them.
You will find them.
Oh, those are expensive. Ooh, I'm going to find them.
Yeah, very expensive, actually.
How much is in your bank account?
Let's not talk about it. Okay.
I lost one time, and kid made me pay for it. I actually paid like $380-something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was years ago.
Yeah. I don't think I
lost
them.
You know how much they're worth now?
Right.
Where do you think they are?
I think they're in a media bag, like a black bag with a camera in it. Something like that.
A camera?
Oh, I didn't lose the camera. No, I didn't lose the camera.
But if you don't have the recorder, then you lost the camera too.
I had a recorder in the bag with the camera, but you didn't, and you lost the recorder.
I think that's where
they
are.
Lose the camera.
I took them out of my pockets and I put them on the desk when we were at the cooking challenge. And whenever I saw everyone cleaning up, I looked around to see where they were. And Anna and Don had put everything in the cars already. So I was like, I think they picked them up. I'll just see them at the studio. Never asked.
I'm being told in my ear, Anna says no. All she has is
no!
the camera. All she has is the camera.
Yeah.
So Justin,
what about Don?
Don says
I'll
no.
I have to find him. I got one on my phone. I got one on my phone.
That's not good enough audio
for a national radio show.
Okay. But it's iPhone. It got the update.
Oh, man. I know you got the update, but we need the recorder.
Oh, so I need to go find that then.
Well, that would be very helpful for you to find that.
Today, because today is National Coffee Day. It's not tomorrow.
It is National Coffee Day.
Yeah.
What do I got to do with the recorder?
Record the bit.
What bit?
The mission that we're going to send you on.
We can't do it now because there's no recorder.
All right.
Call in backup, Justin.
This is the awkward situation that I'm in. I feel uncomfortable. I need to go take a shower and wash my hands.
You guys think you think hot intern Jordan would have lost it, guys?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is he here?
I'm gonna find
him. Today, Al.
I'm gonna find the recorder. It's probably Don has it. You know he's quiet.
No, Don says he does not have it. Anna says she does not have it. She has the cameras. Nobody has it.
Oh my God.
You were in charge of them.
I'm going to have to call Chef Trey.
Jeff, yeah.
Jeff Trey. I'm going to have to call Jeff.
All right.
Ask him.
Well, here's the thing. Justin, Chef already called us.
I got a Snapchat photo yesterday.
No, I have both of them.
No.
No, you don't have both of them.
You want to wait? I'm going to tell you something. You don't have both of them because I got a Snapchat picture from someone yesterday asking if these are mine.
Who at? Trade it?
Oh, boy.
Who asked?
You left him there, man.
You left him.
I left.
You left hundreds of dollars.
I left. I left the recorders there?
Yes.
Are you not wrapping your brain around?
Not in the bag.
I finally
loose.
Got there.
Do you think this is why you left him there? Because of this clip?
With Justin, a little bit of asparagus on it. You need to find that bottle of wine. Find it. No, I don't want the red. I want the white.
Of course.
White. Find out where they put the white.
I'll go check the fridge, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yes, we had a lot of sitting around.
I did
around
find
waiting.
The wine, though. I found he both wines. Yeah. I found both colors, but not both recorders. So there, I got to go pick them up.
Yeah, were you too busy taking the eggplant away?
Yeah, I was. You know, you go in with mm-hmm. some stuff, and then you just have a great time. Your brain is all just like, wow, that was just so much fun celebrating, hanging out with friends, and then you forget all the responsibilities in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens to the best
so
of us.
So I left two recorders at, two. Oh, man.
Glass full.
Almost $1,000 worth of electronics.
Right? That is not okay.
That was a close call, Justin. That was a close call.
And you knew I didn't have
one. We all knew.
Yeah. How long would it take us?
Y'all knew?
Yeah, we knew.
If you needed to
y'all knew this entire time.
Oh, yeah, I just knew since I got a Snapchat picture yesterday, and I was like, well, I'm not responsible for these things.
You're not.
So I let our producer know. And
that's really nice. And shut up.
What?
Okay.
What's really nice? I
could have picked
out.
Them up on the sly without knowing.
Yeah, really you could have.
I really could have gone.
Yeah.
You just sent me a text, hey, go get the recorders real quick. You forgot them.
Why would I tell you when it makes such a better bit to tell you on the radio?
I don't know, because now I feel you dumb. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to lose the recorder.
Shame.
You get the shame bell, Justin.
Recorders.
It's okay. It happens. We all mess up.
Oh, they knew it.
Did you learn anything from this?
Yeah.
What did you learn?
You're going to get told on by Jenna.
I didn't tell anyone on you.
Okay, yes. I got to be more responsible next time.
That's right.
If I'm going to carry y'all's equipment.
Because if you have like $8 in your bank account, which
I need to make sure
say.
I return it to where it once was.
I can't be irresponsible now.
You can't be irresponsible. This is a big deal.
That's why White Cheddar hasn't been talking to me.
I didn't tattle. I want you to know that, Justin. I got your back. I didn't tattle on you. I didn't know it was your responsibility.
You're
I just
right.
knew that someone left recorders.
You
so
were trying
I
to be responsible
message.
Now.
We're not mad. We're just a little mad. Disappointed.
I'm not disappointed in you because you found my wine.
Thank you, Kelly. Justin. And your coffee, did I? I got you that coffee, did I?
Took care of all my wants.
Yes, I did.
Tomorrow at this time, we will bring you a teacher test, a brand new edition of the teacher test. We'll see if little part-time Justin is more...
More responsible.
7:30 Central tomorrow.
Up about that.
Yeah, it's okay, Justin.
I'm gonna go. You know,
you learned your lesson.
15 years down the line, I'm gonna be taking a shower. I'm like, remember, Justin, you forgot those two quarters at that chef thing.
Could have been worse.
Oh, you'll
Could've
do way worse at some point. I'm sure.
Oh, this is the beginning of your many mess ups that will
Man,
happen here. We all
I
mess
forgot.
Up. Yeah. All right, Justin.
Okay, I feel bad.
It's not like you forgot a kid or something.
No.
Well, the recorders are pretty important, though.
They are important.
They're brand new.
And they have old bits on them.
Oh, yeah.
Could have just stole that information.
Yeah, it could have been some embarrassing things on there, too.
Oh, no.
You just
What's
never know.
On there? Is there personal
the enemy,
stuff?
The enemy could have received those messages. Could have been bad.
The enemy.
We have enemies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Another radio show?
Mm-hmm. They could have stolen all of our best stuff.
It's all on the recorders.
I need to clear my history.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Justin.
There's no mission. We just want to let you know.
Well, I found that out. Thank you for the ha.
Why don't you learn to this?
We got you a ha.
You got me on the gag. Thank you.
You did lose one back in the day, huh?
I did.
You had to pay for
serious
it.
Business, yeah.
Yeah. Kid didn't mess around with the recorders.
I'm fairly responsible with stuff. Well, it's not evident. Well, I didn't lose my keys. I thought I lost them. Yeah. They were in my truck.
If you're just joining us, Big Al Mac finally found his keys after 3 days of searching.
Yep.
They were exactly where everyone from Kid Nation said they were.
Well,
in his truck at the shop.
Yeah, they were in the back seat.
I looked everywhere.
God, all you right. almost think I'm stupid. I looked everywhere. Y'all are the stupid ones, idiots. Not me. Yeah.
But I told you, you said, Kelly said, if you find those keys in your truck, are you going to tell us? I said, sure I will.
Yeah, and you did.
They're not in there.
Because I looked.
And all right.
They were.
It's time to announce those three names to play Beat the Bank again.
All right.
Jenna, will you do the honors, please?
I'd love to. The three names are Chrislyn Daly, Heidi Weiler, Ashley Clem. Ashley Clem, Heidi Weiler, Chrislyn Daly. You have 10 minutes to call 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.
Beat the Bank. The bad, not the good. Ohio cop drove a dude 100 miles to a funeral. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Yeah, that's a cool story. His sister had passed away, right?
This
in
guy,
a car accident.
A man rushing to meet up with his family after the sudden death of his 15-year-old sister was shown some kindness from an Ohio State police officer who sympathized with him. Mr. Ross received the news that this is the guy received the news that his sister had been killed in a fatal car crash around 3 a.m. Sunday. He asked an acquaintance whose driver's license was suspended to drive him back home to Indiana, from Indiana to Detroit, where he could grieve with his family. While speeding through Ohio, the two were pulled over by Sergeant David Robinson, a state highway patrolman, who had an outstanding warrant.
Yeah.
He arrested the driver. And the kid's sitting here crying to the cop, like, I'm trying to get home with my family, to grieve with my family. And the cop drove him 100 miles. White cop, black guy in
the
car.
Because the county where the warrant was from, they said, we can't come get him. It's too far. So he said, I'll just drive you the rest of the way.
Could have arrested both of them, you know. But the guy prayed with him right there in the police car all the way there. And just, you know, Sergeant David Robinson.
What a nice officer.
Nice job. Nice job.
When he posted the picture of them, he goes, y'all know I don't like cops very much, but...
yeah,
like,
that's exactly
on,
what he posted on his Facebook. Everybody
but,
knows how much I dislike cops,
but
I'm truly grateful for this guy.
Such a nice gesture to drive him 100 miles out of his way.
Yep.
All right, let's meet our contestant for Beat the Bank this hour. Heidi Weiler was the first one to call back. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, JC.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited.
Well, let's get to know you. What are you up to right now?
I am actually late to my 8 a.m. college class.
Oh, no.
Oh.
But it's okay, because I'm so excited to be on the show, so.
Get
an education.
You're in college right now. Money's definitely good.
Yeah.
You don't take your chances with that. Okay. Here's how we play the game. Big Al Mack's going to tell you how.
Hey, you know what, Heidi? We're going to put you in our Kidocratic Morning Show Bank Vault. You're going to hear our banker holler out dollar amounts at you. When you hear one that you kind of like, you just say stop, and you'll get that money. If you don't say stop and the door closes, Heidi, you're going to go to class just as broke as you were before.
You're just going to be late and broke.
Yeah, right?
What do you want to do when you grow up, Heidi?
I want to be a pharmacist, but I'm not really sure if that's going to work out, but oh well.
Lifelong dream, oh well.
That's what we do in college. We go there and we're like, hey, never know.
I only went to college for like a minute and I changed my mind about 20
minutes. Yeah, right?
Yeah, we all do. Oh, Heidi, you're awesome. Okay, Big Al, how you feeling this time around?
Heidi, I think it's about time to renew that prescription.
Whatever that means.
What does
means.
That mean? I don't
know. It means, you know.
He's not feeling too good.
Getting low.
Oh, okay.
Getting low.
Renew the prescription.
I'm not feeling great, but Heidi, go on your own, okay, baby? Don't trust me.
Go with your gut, Heidi.
Perfect.
All right, you got to get to class. We want to win you some money. Let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110. $210. $310. $410. $510.
Stop.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Good job, Heidi.
$510.
I wrote down 500.
I wrote 500. That's exactly what I wrote.
He always writes down his prediction.
Good job, Heidi. What are you going to do with that money?
Buy books. What are you going to do with the money, Heidi?
I plan to probably either give it to my mom because she has probably spent so much money on me this year and
aww.
She needs a vacation or spending money.
That's so nice.
That is so
Heidi.
Sweet of you. I just want to buy all my drugs from you. You go ahead and be a pharmacist, okay?
Okay. Even if you're not a pharmacist, right. Al will still call you.
That is so nice of you, Heidi.
Very nice of you.
Thank you.
How do we teach our kids to be like you, you know? All right. You got $510, which you said you want to help out your mom with. We want to find out how high it actually goes, just for fun, okay?
Okay, awesome.
610.
Can we get a 710?
Hey!
Wow.
Well played, Heidi.
Good job.
Awesome.
Good job, baby girl.
All right, enjoy
Thank
that.
Thank you.
$510, you get the class. We'll talk to you soon, okay, Heidi?
Awesome, thank you so much.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up real quick. We'll play again tomorrow morning, same time, 6:50, 7:50 Central. Sign up at kidnation.com if you haven't done so. It's not too late. We could call your name tomorrow. It's all at random.
Yep.
A little lottery we have here.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, I want you not to boo at him.
It's hard.
Okay,
Jamie.
I know it's hard because if you watch Stranger Things, you're going to want to boo at him.
So mean.
Because he plays Tommy, and everybody hates Tommy.
Bully.
Because Tommy's a jerk on Stranger Things.
He is a bit of a jerk.
But it's an actor, okay? He plays a character.
You have to learn to separate.
The real man is Chester. And we're going to be nice to Chester Rushing today because he's our guest in the studio.
Have you ever met a Chester you didn't like?
I know. Hi, Chester.
Hey, what's up, guys?
But also boo. Because you're Tommy.
I know. I had like a visceral reaction when you walked in the studio. It's like, I can't stand this kid.
Oh,
but then
gosh.
I have to remember it's just a Netflix show.
Right.
After the hug, it was okay.
I know.
So that's great.
You do give good hugs.
Thank you so much.
So how exciting has life been? Because this show has just blown up seemingly overnight.
It's amazing. It feels like I'm walking in a dream. It really does.
Very unexpected. Did you know going in there's something special about Stranger Things?
I did. When we were filming, I got on set. We filmed at a place called Screen Gem Studios, and I walked on set, and I saw all these firemen in another lot. And I saw this guy with a big megaphone, and he was like, oh, hey, jump harder, jump faster, blah, blah, blah. And then later I found out that was Clint Eastwood directing Sully.
Oh, what? Oh. So you guys were shooting while Sully was being filmed.
Yeah, in the same vicinity as these legends. And
wow.
I was just like, wow, I've done something.
Yeah, and if we're in the same lot.
Yeah, I had a feeling ever since the beginning of the project because everybody loved it.
Do you watch other TV or movie bullies for inspiration?
I do, yeah.
Who is your favorite TV bully or movie bully?
Oh my gosh. My favorite movie bully is the Joker, probably.
The Joker.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So villain, full villain. Yeah.
All of them, full villain. Because you
favorite
love...
Favorite Joker.
My favorite Joker. It would have to be Heath Ledger.
You gotta go with Heath.
Yeah, you gotta go with Heath.
Gotta do it.
Followed by Jack. Jack was good.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson. That's my favorite because I love that little sense of humor with it.
And you love to like hate these characters, which is amazing. And you feel something towards him.
But I didn't love hating you. I just hate you on Stranger Things.
We talked about this.
You're so mean.
We can all relate to the school bully. You
know? Oh, right.
You remember what that was like. Were you bullied in school?
I was.
Yeah.
I was.
Aww. You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Be honest. You, yeah, of course.
Chester, do you ever go back on Facebook and try to look up those bullies and see how awful they're doing?
No, they write me on their own.
Oh, they do?
Really?
Yeah, sometimes.
They're like,
no, I didn't have
look
a lot.
At me now.
I didn't have a lot.
Is it because you were a theater kid?
That, and I moved around a lot. You know, my dad was in the oil field, so we traveled all over the
world.
Did
y'all tell him that you moved?
Yeah, well, they knew, you know.
What?
They're like, he's not off you. I mean, you got to.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, fun fact, you were telling us before we started the interview, you used to come down and watch our show.
Yeah.
You said you sat outside on the benches.
I sat out there in the benches, you know, in the wintertime. They had this like heat lamps.
We had the heat lamp.
You in out of the cold.
And, you know, I dreamed about one day being able to meet all of you. And I actually met you. Like 7 years ago.
You met me.
Like how was five it, JC? Or six.
Oh, it was so good. It. Chester and I hung out. And,
yeah.
We went
to the bench. It was great.
Yeah.
It was.
Please compare seeing Clint Eastwood on the set to coming up here to watch the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Right.
JC.
But it's been an exciting time with the show because celebrities, I mean, everyone's loving it. Us regular people and celebrities. I know you guys have been doing a lot of promotional appearances. Has there been a celebrity that's come up to you like, man, I love the show and you're just floored by it?
You, no, not yet. Not yet, but I do see pictures online. Like, I saw this thing with Robert Downey Jr. on a bike and a radio, and he's like, this is my audition for Stranger Things. I'm like, oh, Robert Downey Jr., guys.
It doesn't get better than that, right?
Yeah, right, right, right.
Wouldn't you just die if he came on set one day?
I know. I'd be like, are you playing my dad? Because that would be amazing.
You know? How in the know are you about the second season? Congratulations.
Thank you, so much.
Are you back? Get any details? Are you back on?
I have no idea about anything.
You don't know anything?
Mm-mm.
Well, certain characters resonated with the audience, yours being one of them. There have been sites dedicated to breaking apart just how evil you are. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Barb is the other one. What do you think it is about Barb? I mean, she wasn't in it that much.
I know.
And then suddenly she's like resonated with so many people.
I don't know. I just...
Like, every meme on Instagram is about Barb.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, way to go,
yeah,
Barb.
Right?
What? Stranger Things?
Stranger yeah. Things of Heaven. And yeah. She was great. I mean, in the show, she was great, even though she was just in it for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was
unfairly
like,
so.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, who does Kelly Raspberry resemble the most from Stranger Things?
I would say maybe Barb.
Yeah, that is my high school photo.
Chester.
That is my.
They were identical.
Really?
We think she inspired the character she had, the curly,
frizzy
hair, the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Somebody got a hold of the Florence Christian yearbook from 1983.
When Kelly was a cheerleader.
Wow.
And that is my yearbook photo. I'm telling you.
That's in 1983 is the year, that we filmed.
I graduated in 84.
Wait a second.
And the next season is going to be set in 84, right?
Yeah.
I believe it's a little year.
This is why I'm just so attached to this show.
I see.
What is the most surprising thing about Winona Ryder?
You know.
Did you even have any scenes with her?
I didn't have any scenes with her.
But you interact, right?
We've talked. And the most interesting thing, I think, is how genuine she is.
Yeah.
She's a great actress.
She is.
Just hadn't kind of like seen her for a minute, you know? So when I watch the show, I'm like, I mean, she's the star of the show. It's awesome.
Yeah. She seemed like she was a very genuine person. You know, she came up to me during the table read and I said, hi, I'm Chester. She was very sweet, you know, shook my hand.
Chester and Winona meeting for the first time.
Sounds like a country band right there.
Fireworks went off.
Boom.
Like, this meant to be.
Did she steal anything from the set?
No. Jenna Owens.
That's horrible.
That's old Winona.
You were next to me. It was rubbing off. The bully was
We're chatting with Chester Rushing from Stranger Things. Make sure you check out, if you haven't watched Stranger Things, watch it on Netflix.
Absolutely.
Binge watch it is probably the best way to do it.
You guys, I did it. I told them before. I did it in maybe a day and a half.
Right? Yeah, because you can't wait to see what happens. I mean, it's so
the best part about Netflix.
Intense.
Yeah.
And be on the lookout for season 2. Chester, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys. It's
we'll
been
talk
a pleasure.
To you soon.
Absolutely.
Give it up for Chester Rushing, everyone.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.